And 6:06, we do have some light rain in parts of the area this morning and 50 degrees. Looking for a high this afternoon of 63. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Governor Fallon goes before state lawmakers this afternoon to deliver her annual State of the State address. In a preview interview with KWGS, the governor says that she will be talking about health care, but not a move to expand Medicaid in the state.
We have $170 million of new growth revenue in our state. We have lots of different needs. In fact, we've had $1.4 billion of agency spending requests of new programming, of expansion of government that different agencies have proposed. And so, as you can see, that $170 million doesn't go very far in doing that.
She is under pressure to modify her stance on health care expansion. Her speech will be about 12:40 this afternoon, and we will have live coverage. You can hear more of our interview with the governor coming up this morning at 7:35 here on KWGS. Well, at noon, as lawmakers begin their work, the new House Speaker, T.W. Shannon, wants to see educational funding discussed.
Commitment to quality education, obviously. We've got to have, you know, an educated workforce where people can compete and win in the 21st century.
He's pledging support for infrastructure improvements as well in the state of Oklahoma. As Wichita attempts to lure passenger rail service to that city, a group here in Tulsa is doing the same. But Tulsa officials say the efforts are not in competition. Currently, the Heartland Flyer travels from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City, and some want to see the train continue northward, taking it to Wichita, Newton, Kansas, and then possibly on to the Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri area. The concern for Wichita rail boosters is that the Amtrak route, including Tulsa, would skirt Wichita. The OK schools in Wagner County are closed today, but not because of the flu. The school district is shut down after an employee there was diagnosed with viral meningitis. The acting school superintendent, Dave Harlow, says all school facilities are being disinfected.
An in-house crew began sanitizing, disinfecting areas of the school and transportation.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. Now, viral meningitis is different than what swept through the Ulugaw school, killing several students years ago. That was caused by bacterial meningitis. A man in Cherokee County was critically injured when his home was demolished by a natural gas explosion. Sheriff's deputies at Tahlequah say the blast occurred about 7 o'clock Saturday night at Briggs, Oklahoma. That is just east of Tahlequah. The news is not good about our economy, but it isn't bad either. A new report from Creighton University shows the economy staying status quo.
This economy, at least according to the supply managers in the region, and the national numbers are much the same. This economy is limping along.
That is Dr. Ernie Goss, who compiles the survey for a 9-state Mid-America region that does include Oklahoma. The U.S. Geological Survey says a small earthquake has been recorded in central Oklahoma. It came in at a 2.8 quake. It was near Washington, which is in McLean County. That's about 35 miles south of the Oklahoma City metro. Our weather forecast, some light rain will be possible today. Partly sunny later in the day and a high of 63. Tonight, partly clear, down to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and a high of 65. And on Wednesday, wonderful, with a high of 67. National Weather Service radar shows most of the rain showers now shifting to the east of Tulsa. We do have light rain at 610 and 50 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.